Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
908, good morning. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. It's going to be sunny today, along with a few clouds. Highs in the mid-50s.
We are your official station for the Governor Challenge Collegiate Basketball Invitational. I can't believe it's coming. It's already the 13th. It's coming on the 21st. We're going to be live at the Civic Center. Cannot wait. Jess, you got the full details.
That's right. It goes down at the Civic Center in Salisbury, November the 21st through the 23rd. For the men's side, Salisbury University will be there, Gettysburg College, Roanoke College, and also King University. For the ladies, Salisbury University, Lehman College, King University, and Immaculata University. You can kick off all the excitement with our show that morning. We're going to be out there Friday, November the 21st from 6 to 10 a.m. right there at the Civic Center. Tickets are on sale right now with general admission, courtside seating options, and also weekend passes. And if you want that information and the schedule, just go to governorschallenge.org.
Yes, again, looking forward to being out there that Friday morning. We're kicking things off. We're going to be out there all weekend long. So come on out and enjoy some great, great basketball. And then the original Governor's Challenge is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Christmas and New Year's. Yes. December the 26th through the 30th. And we're going to be out there for that as well. I mean, the biggest basketball tournament in the country. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
It's huge.
That's high school edition. So looking forward to it. Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. A couple viral videos going around. Here's a viral video of a guy who recreates Disney bully scenes as his own. Listen as he approaches an unassuming guy in what appears to be a college rec center. He has a couple guys in tow with him, like his crew, and other students witness what's going on and are highly amused. So is the guy and what they're going to do. So check this out.
Hey, dweeb, word on the street is you're a better rapper than me. No one's better than Brad. Start the beat. Let's do this. You rap now, huh? Ain't even kiss a girl. You write her love letters. I buy her ice and pearls. You're a four-eyed dweeb. You should quit hip-hop. So be a good busboy and go get your mom. Be there. That is if you're really the best rapper. Boys?
Yeah, acting like a Disney bully challenging someone to a rap battle.
A four-eyed dweeb.
Another viral video going around. That's what I am.
I was going to say, that's what we are.
Yeah, but hey, I don't care because I was legally blind and now I see 5K. How do you say ChatGPT? Well, an interview with former Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, is making the rounds over a bizarre way that he says ChatGPT.
I love AI. Do you use AI?
Absolutely.
Do you use ChatGPT? Do you love ChatGPT? I love ChatGPT. I love it. ChatGPT is fantastic.
He says it. It's just fast at the end.
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
ChatGPT? Yeah, people are saying it sounds like ChatGPT. But ChatGPT, I love ChatGPT. I love ChatGPT.
I love AI. Do you use AI?
Absolutely.
Do you use ChatGPT? Do you love ChatGPT? I love ChatGPT.
I love ChatGPT. Some other news going on in the audio vault. A 21-year-old girl in Florida was caught super speeding at 107 miles an hour this past Thursday. When asked why she was driving so fast, she said she was trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed. Okay, Yasmin Arizo called into a local radio station and explained why she was speeding to get to Little Caesars. This is WHPT in Tampa.
There's a Little Caesars up the street from my house and where I was going to go jogging. And so I was speeding and it closed at 12. So I literally had like 15 minutes to get there. It didn't even feel like 107. It just like I was driving to get to. I was hungry. When they pulled me over, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting pulled over? And by the time I get to look to the back, he's already like, I didn't even get to go like into a gas station. I didn't even pull over. He literally got me in the middle of the road and I was like going at a green light. And he got to my window and was like, get out.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're acting definitely like you don't know why. And I was so hungry. I was just going to go, you know, before they closed. I only had 15 minutes. Honey, you know you were doing 107. Stop it.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, this is the classic Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
You know, when I was younger,
she was pressed on that pizza.
We used to try to say that exactly like the guy. So a buddy of mine, me and him were like sitting there like one night at the table trying to say it exactly like this.
Pizza, pizza.
And he got it. But he got it when he had his hand on his
cheek. Yeah.
So now every time I say that, I go, I got to go like this with my cheek. Pizza, pizza. Like every time. Like I can say it just like the guy.
Pizza,
you
pizza.
Have a problem. Do it again.
Is it a sickness?
Yeah.
I don't say it right unless I'm leaning on, unless I go pizza, pizza. Like I don't know if I say it right. Pizza, pizza. Nope.
No.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, you have to lean into
pizza,
it.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah.
You have to lean. Okay.
Like the guy from Little Caesars?
Yes. Yeah. You sounded just like him on that last one that you did.
I don't know about all that, but.
It was a good one.
A 17-year-old drove onto a golf course in Florida and did donuts, causing around $160,000 in damage. The kid confessed, saying he did it because he was bored. Yeah.
He's bored.
Here goes, I guess, the kid and the sheriff talking about the crime.
The vehicle entered the second hole here at Venetian Bay Golf Course, and they basically destroyed 7,000 square feet of the second hole, causing about $160,000 in damage. And based on LPR evidence, anonymous tips, we were able to get the person who drove the truck onto the greens, Keller Atkins, 17-year-old Atlantic High School student, confessed to causing the damage because they were bored.
Oh,
didn't think there was anything else to do at 2:30 in the morning. I'll use a line that my grandmother relayed on me. Nothing good happens after 10 o'clock at night.
Crazy, right?
Nothing good happens after 10.
That's right. It's a holiday season when advertisers take beloved Christmas songs and change the lyrics so they can sell their product. All right?
Okay.
So here goes a perfect example. Step aside, Jingle Bells. Aldi has cars to sell.
Turbo sings, quattro cleans, racing all the way. Oh, what fun it is to drive when an Audi leads the way. What fun it is to drive along in an Audi every day.
All right, so there you go. Also, here's
Audi
another
every day.
A classic Christmas song sellout. Macy's turned It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year into a song about holiday party guests all hanging out in the kitchen.
Tis the season for hosting, for baking and roasting, and getting dressed up to the nines. But no matter how smart they have prepped for the party, they stay in the kitchen all night. Oh, the most wonderful stories start here.
Find your next holiday story at Macy's.
Yeah, there you go. Classic Macy's commercial. Last night was the finale of The Golden Bachelor. I don't know if you guys watched The Golden Bachelor. A lot of people do. 66-year-old Mel Owens chose 62-year-old Peg Munson, a retired firefighter and bomb tech from Las Vegas. Here's Mel as he presented her with the ring.
I'm here at the end with Peg. And that's the way it was meant to be. We are perfect for each other. You told me you had confidence in me that I'd make the right choice.
Yeah, I did.
I have a ring, and this represents our commitment to love, to give us time to figure out together what our future holds. What do you think?
I agree. Definitely a match. That's for dang sure. I'm not for everybody. He's not for everybody, but we're definitely for each other.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Wow.
Now, 66-year-old Mel Owens actually caught flack before the season began for saying he wasn't interested in anyone over 60. So there you go. Today is World Kindness Day.
You want to know how to change the world, son? One act of random kindness at a time.
Yeah, there you go. So do something kind for one another. A small school district in Ohio set up a microphone in the middle of the hallway and invited students to share something good that's happened to them recently. Here's some of the answers.
I woke up at the good time today. It's for school, so I didn't miss the bus.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so... Yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened to me today was Ms. Gates, she complimented my artwork.
And I got my braces off recently.
I have been more hanging out with my family, friends.
Me and my sister are actually kind of getting along now, and like we're not arguing as much as we used to.
So there you go.
Aw, that's nice.
And a Kansas man is sharing the story of how his father survived a World War II attack thanks to some bunched up socks he wadded up in his uniform because they got wet. Now, the socks had about 12 holes pierced through them, and he kept those lucky socks. Here's Don Scholl, son of Albert Scholl, reading his dad's letter about the socks.
About noon, we saw a bunch of German tanks coming in, and he dropped one in on us. When the shell exploded, it blew me out of the hole. I got two pieces of shrapnel, one piece about 2 inches long, right in my stomach. But fortunately, I had this pair of heavy wool socks wadded up in there to dry, and I had on two coats and a sweater. It just cut the skin on my stomach. I had another pair of socks in my coat pocket over my chest. A small piece hit me there also and broke through my skin. The way the socks are doubled up, they have about 12 holes cut in them. The rest of his soldiers called him lucky, and he thinks it was more than luck. He felt that God was with him.
So there you go. Letter shows World War II vet soldier saved by his socks.